Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Hello, good morning, sir. I got this all with you.
Thank you.
My name is Ole Garcia.
Okay, hello, Mr. Garcia, and your uncle, Mr. Cabanes, will serve as your lead, sir. So just hold on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Ole Garcia, OLIEGRCIA, 188451.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you, all of you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your committee's decision. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on the warrant of arrest. You should have been given notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 18, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
One second, I'm going to take some information from our community corrections officer. Yes, Mr. Grady.
Amendment?
Yes, sir.
First condition, third line, testing on or about, should be 6-6-18.
Is that it, sir?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank you. One second. Sorry, Mr. Garcia, we have to make a minor correction to the warrant by adding a date. But let me continue. I was going to state that that form that you signed listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense in order to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
I didn't know that I could get a lawyer, sir. I didn't know that.
It's stated on the notification of your board hearing that you signed, but I will say this just for your rights. You have the right to hire an attorney.
Yes, sir.
If you can afford one, but an attorney is not appointed to you by the state. So if you want an attorney to represent you, we can continue this hearing so that you can seek legal counsel, but again, it will be at your expense. So would you like to continue with the hearing? Would you like to continue this hearing or would you like to delay this hearing?
I'll continue the hearing, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Okay, so seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, at the opposite end of the bench, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room, we have our community corrections officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Thank you. Before we get started, I need to swear you and any of your supporters in, as well as Mr. Grady. And do we have any supporters for Mr. Garcia today? I'm sorry, show of hands. How many people will be speaking on behalf of Mr. Garcia? Please raise your hands high. And your names?
My name is Janie Martinez. Frank Garcia.
Oh, Frank Garcia. Mr. Garcia, are you going to be speaking?
No.
Okay, so Ms. Garcia, are you the one speaking?
Martinez, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, Ms. Martinez. Okay, I'm going to swear everybody in. So Mr. Garcia, Ms. Martinez, and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mr. Garcia, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one,
yes, sir,
will be to determine that you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. You are reminded those are two distinct phases, and there's a motion that passes from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I will begin phase one
guy, sir.
Sir?
You keep going off and on this phone.
Okay, hold on. See, this microphone is set correctly. Does that sound clear now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to make sure maybe the lapels are being covered by my coat. But again, I'm going to begin phase one. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
By reading the warrant of arrest, according to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of the company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by a failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about June 6, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated July 5, 2018. Mr. Garcia, is this true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by use of alcohol on or about June 4th, 2018, for the task report dated June 5th, 2018. Mr. Garcia, is this true or false?
Yes, true, sir.
And final allegation number three, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by use of alcohol on or about June 28th, 2018, for the task report dated June 29th, 2018. Mr. Garcia, is this true or false?
Yes, true, sir.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Garcia's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Just one second, Mr. Garcia, we'll continue the second phase of the hearing. And again, that was seconded by Mr. O'Neill.
Yes.
Thank you. And agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Garcia, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about this case. If you'll just wait on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Grady.
Mr. Garcia was released from DLC on September 20th of 2017. He was arrested on June 29th of 2018 by parole staff. He has no more charges. He was returned back to DLC on June 29th of 2018. He has a CSCD of October 21st of 2019. He returned 0 scan days. Current conviction, 2004, misconduct involving weapons, 6 months. 2004, sexual conduct with a minor, 15 years. No prior convictions. His one term with DOC. His CUIR score is a 3-3. Mental health score is a 3. Substance abuse score is a 0. His no gang affiliation. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate with violence noted. Other arrests, 2001. Misconduct involving weapons. Arizona felony conviction. Probation. 2004, sexual conduct with a minor, Arizona felony conviction. Community risk score is a G1 and V1.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Garcia. We'll make a quick review of your case supervision summary. Can you hear me clearly, or am I still breaking up?
You're still breaking up, sir.
I don't understand what's happening. only in that the microphone seems to be doing fine inside the hearing room. I'll try to adjust it a little bit. I know that it's on. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections on September 21st, 2017. You were approved to reside at 1360 North 43rd Avenue, Unit 160, Phoenix, Arizona. On November 4th, 2017, you were approved to reside at 4436 South 36th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Mr. Garcia, 4436 South 36th Avenue.
Yes, sir.
Was that your last place of residence before you were returned to the Department of Corrections?
Yes, sir.
We have employment notes that you were referred to St. Joseph's Worker for educational employment assistance. Did you find any work when you were on community supervision, Mr. Garcia?
I was getting ready to get a part-time job because I was collecting disability and I could only work so many hours. And yes, I was going to collect a job. I was going to get a job for part-time.
And you said you were collecting disability. Was that from the military or from some past job?
No, that's from the state. I'm disabled.
Yeah, from writing notes that you assigned a task with the call MINT, you read, signed, and received a copy of the task instruction sheet. You have an extended testing history, and we know that you have several negatives. On January 16, 2018, you failed to submit a sample for testing. All the way into June 4, 2018, you had positive for alcohol. June 6th, you failed to submit a sample for testing, and then you had another positive for alcohol on June 28, 2018. Sanctions notes, you were staffed by CCO's Community Corrections Officer Peretta regarding your recent use of alcohol on June 5th, 2018. You denied using alcohol multiple times before finally admitting to drinking wine coolers and some unknown sort during staffing. You were sanctioned to increase urine testing frequency and completing substance abuse counseling through CHC counseling. You did not complete the sanction as it seems that you had another positive for alcohol, and I'm assuming that's when you were violated and returned to the Department of Corrections. Is that correct?
I was going to CHC programs, but I never missed a day on that. The only day that I missed is when I got arrested, and that was Friday.
Well, the note here is that you didn't complete it, suggesting that you didn't complete it because you were arrested. Okay,
yes, sir.
How was CHC going for you before you were arrested?
It was great. I would get there at, my classes started at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but I would leave at 3 o'clock, but I could start at 4. And the teacher said that I was doing real good because I would go an hour early. And I only went to 3 classes because I only was out for 3 weeks. They started in 3 weeks. And it's an 8-month class, and I was doing really good. But I got arrested Friday, so I didn't go Friday because I got arrested Friday. But that's the only day that I missed because I got arrested. But I'm doing real good in that class. I like it. Matter of fact, I told my parole officer that I liked it really a lot. I was learning a lot of things about it. They were talking to me about my background, about my prison term, and how was I doing. I used to enjoy that class. The teacher there, he was really good with me.
Mr. Garcia, it looks like that you were serving a fairly long sentence.
Yes, sir.
About 16 years, and you were released on community supervision, so with so much at stake, why did you lapse into alcohol use?
I made a poor decision, sir. I have really nervous breakdowns once in a while, and the only reason I committed to alcohol is because I got married. I got married June 8th, and I only been married a month and a half, and I feel sorry for my girlfriend, or my wife now, because I'm so nerved out that I get stressed out a lot, really a lot. If you can see my background on my medical record, I got one kidney that's 65% working right now. I'm in bad health, and I take care of my father. He's 85 years old, and also I buy the food at the house, and I clean the yard, and I take care of my father basically, and I do a lot of other things. If I'm granted this wish, I'm gonna go ahead and go to my parole officer, and I'm gonna start AA as soon as possible. As soon as I get out there, I'm gonna start my AA, and find me a rehab I can go to, and find my church, especially my church that they can sponsor me. And my family, I got a lot of background on my family. My family is very concerned about me. They're really supportive of me. And like I said, I got kids, but they're old already. They support me a lot. I'm so worried about my father because I'm his caretaker. I take care of my dad. He's in the courtroom right now. He's 85 years old. And I've been worried a lot about him because he's my pride and joy. And like I said, he really needs me out there. And I'm the one who makes his food. I take care of the yard. I buy the food with my own money that I get from my disability.
Well, thank you for being so straightforward with the board, Mr. Garcia. I will say, and it's certainly not my position to lecture or scold, but you really have to think about your health above and beyond the conditions of community supervision with your kidneys having troubles and continued use of alcohol. I'm going to ask my fellow board members, any questions for you? Mr. Garcia, you have some supporters in this room, and I believe that individual wants to speak on your behalf.
Yes.
So, sure. Would you like to approach the podium, ma'am? And if you can state your name.
I'm Jane Martinez, and my sister.
Thank you, Ms. Martinez. What would you like to show the board today?
Well, I just want to be here just to, you know, show him that we are supporting him and, you know, in this time of that he's here in this board meeting. And he's right. He does stay with my dad. And I usually am the one that takes him to the doctor. I'm the one that's been taking him to the doctor. And he has been going to the kidney. I take him to the kidney doctor and all that other stuff. And yes, I mean, everybody makes a mistake. And he's left over his drinking. But if he gets to go, then we will make sure that he goes to the AA meetings and goes directly to his CHC meetings. And we just want the best for him. And right now, the way he looks right now, he doesn't look like he's in that, really. He looks like he's lost a lot of weight right now.
So, Matt, I'll ask you again, you're involved in helping him with his health problems as
yes.
well?
Yes. I took him to the doctor. I'm taking him to, because he doesn't know a lot of English, and he doesn't know a lot of reading and writing, so I do all the paperwork for him and for my dad, and all three of us are together. When I take him to the doctor, we all three go. So it's like us three together all the time.
Okay. Ma'am, I will say you do understand that regardless of his board votes today, he will be coming out eventually. But should we return to community supervision, my thinking is that we'll have to consider some sort of treatment for him regarding his alcohol abuse.
Yes.
So you recognize that regardless of his assisting his father, he may need some sort of rehabilitation.
Well, sure. Like I said, I'm the oldest of my dad's kids, and I got two other. Well, I got like three or four more siblings, but they don't do as much as I do for both of them. Like it seems like I'm the only one there to take care of both of them. Now that when he was out, it seemed like everything fell on me. So it's like I'm doing my dad and I'm doing him, his taking him to the doctor and taking my dad to the doctor, and then he goes with us. So, yeah, and my dad is in very bad health because he's, like my brother said, he's 85 years old, and he's got where he falls a lot, and I'm glad that my brother was there at the time because he would call me and tell me, you know, let's take my dad to the doctor. So, yeah, he's been a lot of help to my dad at home.
Well, thank you, Ms. Martinez. Anything else?
No.
Do we have any questions from federal board members? Okay, we want to thank you for appearing before the board today. Mr. Garcia, you have many supporters in this room. Was anybody else going to speak before we move on to the hearing? Okay. Mr. Garcia, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't tell us anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that is is important for us to know before we go into discussion. Thank you, sir.
I would like all of you guys to know that I appreciate this thing that you gave me, and if you guys would first give me a chance to be out there and do right and help myself out there, because being in prison, I'm coming back, I learned my lesson. I figured it out that it's not for me. I need to go out there and do right and enjoy AA that I needed. I need to go very bad, because my dad needs my support.
Well, Mr. Garcia, before we get to discussion, I do want to say a few things. One, it sounds like you need more than AA. It sounds like you need some serious rehabilitation one way or the other. And number two, I didn't mean to ask you, hold on, sir. I didn't mean to ask you, why were you evasive about admitting that you're using alcohol to your parole officer before you were violated?
Because I was afraid to go back to prison, because I had already finished doing 15 years and I didn't want to come back.
Okay, Mr. Garcia, the board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like it was speaking to you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just get on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly in our decision. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion. For the board members, I certainly appreciate that Mr. Garcia has come to an understanding of the seriousness of his problems, and that he has the support of his family. I recognize that he has something to the effect of about a year and 3 months left on his prison sentence before he reaches his firm sentence end date. I'm uncomfortable with him being evasive that he was using alcohol with his parole officer. But in looking at the totality, I would be willing to consider, we don't have control over which, as we well know, but him being released to some sort of substance abuse counseling. But that's where I'll begin the discussion. Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Garcia, with a little over a year that you have left on your sentence,
yes, sir.
Just what made you relapse and start drinking alcohol, sir? That's what I'm talking. I mean, your family's here, you're supporting your father needs your help, your sister is here supporting you, sir. What was the reason why you started drinking?
It's because I was getting married, sir.
Because of what?
I was getting ready to get married, and I just made a mistake. I really made a mistake, and I'm so sorry about that. I made a foolish mistake that I know I shouldn't have did, but it happened. And now I need the help that you guys can give me.
So, I understand. When were you supposed to get married?
I was supposed to get married June 8th on Friday.
Okay, so June 6th is when you tested you were drinking, and then it happened. On June 4th, so that's a couple of days in a row.
Yes, sir.
And then on June 28th, you just had that period of time where you were drinking. You were doing good, and then you went to that. I'm trying to understand what made you, relapse.
It's just like I said, I get real bad anxiety attacks and stress. My sister's always taking me to the doctor because I'm in bad health. I got a bad kid, he's working 65% right now. I had gotten stabbed 9 times through my, 4 through my lung, 4 through my back. I got asthma, bronchitis. I'm a diabetic. I got high blood pressure and high cholesterol. My health is really bad, and like I said, my sister's the one that helps me out a lot. And I take care of my father at home.
So did you get Did you get married, sir?
No, sir, not yet. My fiance's waiting for me. We're supposed to get married very soon.
So is your fiance helping you out with your transportation and your medical needs or what?
Yes, sir, she is. She's a very good woman. I'm very proud of her. Her name's Sonia. I'm very proud of her. I'm madly in love with her and stuff. And we do so good together. I mean, we never fight, we never argue. We're just straight across. She's a Mexican American. She's a wonderful woman. She's at work right now. She's the manager of some trade courts. She's very healthy. She's very strong. She's drug free. She does not drink or anything like that. And she's always telling me, she's always helping me out, supporting me and everything. She works 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, because she's the manager of some trailer courts. But she's a very good lady, very good. I mean, she's my help. She's my pride and joy. I love her a lot. And with her, I know I can make it with my family. And if you guys put me in through some kind of counseling or something, I'll do it. I'll do anything as possible just to get out there and take care of myself and take care of my dad. My dad really needs me out there. He's really an old man. He's 85 years old. And I mean, I talked to him on the phone the other day, and he was just crying. He says that he needs my help a lot. I want to be out there to see him. If he passes away or something, I don't want to be in here when he passes away. My pride and joy.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Garcia. Thank you, Mr. Pena.
Mr. Johnson, any further discussion from the board members? I would certainly would be looking for some further insight. Doctor?
Well, I am torn on this one. I think some really good questions were asked by Mr. Johnson, and it does raise some questions. Each of these cases have some unique qualities. So we're in a discussion right now, Mr. Garcia. And I'm on the fence. Return Mr. Garcia, ADC number 188451, to community supervision under the same conditions and the amended conditions that we can discuss, but that is my motion.
Second.
I agree. I just want to make sure that Mr. Garcia understands that he has a missed on diluted, unsuitable for testing. UA that he's going to be violated.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
I would agree as well, and I would like to see some kind of treatment, mandated treatment.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mayor.
I disagree.
Disagree. Okay, so let's talk about those amended conditions and placement and successful completion of program that offers substance abuse treatment. I recognize it sounds redundant every time I check this, but must enter a successfully completed treatment program that offers substance abuse treatment. And I think it goes without not saying, but I'll check treatment or program at the parole officer's discretion. The important one is that the parole officer can start revocation process upon the first positive diluted blister suitable for testing or unexcused UA. And I'm not giving any wiggle room on that at all. And is there, Ms. Rittenhouse, you're very good at this, but is there any special language that you would like to check on again?
I think you got it with the ones that you
okay.
have.
Again, just to close on the discussion here, again, we recognize that we don't have control over which program that he'd be placed into, but he certainly needs real rehabilitation, and it's going to be very strict. So, second. Mr. Garcia, this board has voted, to return you to community supervision under the same conditions, but with some amended conditions. Again, this will be highly controlled by a parole officer, but you must attend some form of substance abuse treatment, which will be controlled by the parole office. You must initiate and successfully complete treatment program that offers substance abuse treatment. We also check the treatment at the parole officer's discretion, because
yes, sir.
They're the ones who know the programs that are available. And the important one is that the parole officer to start revocation process about the first positive diluted miss and suitable for testing and excuse your analysis. And we're not giving any wiggle room on that, sir. You have health problems in addition to substance abuse problems. Your family's here to support you, but it's going to come down to you. So are you up to the challenge?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
If there's no further discussion, I am going to bring this hearing to a close. Thank you, Mr. Garcia, and we want to thank your family for attending today.
Thank you, sir.